Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men TV. I'm Steve Hutt. It is time for the Red Men Bite Size podcast here on Monday, 20th of March. And yeah, going to be talking about all the stuff happening around Liverpool Football Club. There may be no games due to the FA Cup and international break, but there's still plenty to talk about when it comes to LFC, as there usually is. And yeah, David Ornstein of The Athletic, let's get straight into it, set the cat among the pigeons this morning with his tweet ahead of his weekly column. He tweeted, "As things stand, Liverpool are increasingly likely to sign Jude Bellingham this summer. The expected price and financial power of rivals puts LFC hopes in doubt. The pursuit's not off and there's no firm decision, but the sense is Man City and Real Madrid are in a stronger position." So that's the tweet. I'm going to read a little bit more of his article. Now, this is from behind the Athletic paywall. So bear in mind, yeah, if you want to go and read the whole thing, you do need to go over and sign up to the Athletic. But a little bit what they've said is as follows. So he says, "That makes the deal challenging for every interested party, and therefore, as things stand, it's regarded as increasingly unlikely that Liverpool will sign Bellingham in this summer's transfer window. The 19-time English champions have probably been more heavily linked than anyone else, and manager Jurgen Klopp is a huge admirer, but the anticipated fee, financial power of rival suitors, and their reticence about entering into a bidding war at the level expected has cast significant doubt on Liverpool's chances. It does not mean the pursuit is off. No firm decisions have been made, although sources with knowledge of the matter think Man City and Real Madrid are in stronger positions at the moment. Considering Liverpool are going to finish this season empty-handed in terms of trophies, other than the August Community Shield over Man City, sit 7 points out of the Champions League spots after 26 games, have expiring contracts on ageing in all parts of the squad, some major calls are approaching and recruitment work is taking place on multiple fronts and with various options." Right then, that's a lot of words to essentially say the doubt on that Liverpool can get Jude Bellingham because of the fee and the interest of other parties. My response, and I went out on my own personal Twitter, was along the lines of, well, Liverpool knew how much that Jude Bellingham was going to cost. They knew that other teams would want him, and they're very much aware that other teams seemingly have more, definitely have an ability to spend more money sometimes than Liverpool. So this one really, for me, is a little bit, something doesn't quite add up. The Reds want Jude Bellingham. They know how good he is. They know how much he's always going to cost. And they would have known that they were going to be the only team interested. He's too good of a player for the big teams. Your Madrids and your Cities and your PSGs and your Chelseas, your Man Uniteds. All of these clubs are obviously going to be in for a player who is this good. So I'm not quite sure what Liverpool have been doing, if they've waited a year or so. And then finally the bid war potentially comes and they're not interested. I don't understand that. It's obviously, when you read the first tweet, it's like, oh my God, very disheartening to say the least. Liverpool definitely want this player. We'd all love Jude Bellingham to sign for Liverpool. So the whole not getting into a bidding war thing, I don't like, to be honest with you. If Jude Bellingham decided, and it was his choice, to go to Real Madrid or go to Manchester City or go to Chelsea or go to United or Paris or whatever it was over going to Liverpool, I think kind of like what Tchouaméni did when he just chose Real Madrid in the summer. It's not ideal, but I think that's an easier pill to swallow than Liverpool not even getting this far into it and then deciding to back out or not getting involved. I don't know. Maybe they still will do. And they're just hoping that it's a little bit like the Virgil van Dijk situation, where the player just desperately wants to join the one club and he puts pressure on Dortmund to let him come. It feels like that's where we're at right now. But as it stands, you know, if he's more interested in immediate success and winning something, well, City are very, you know, they're already looking likely, they've got a very, very good chance of winning the league, although they're trailing Arsenal by a few points, of course. They're in the semi-finals of the FA Cup, they're still in the Champions League. Real Madrid, same boat, of course, as well. While they're not exactly flying in La Liga with Barcelona ahead of them, they're still very much, 12 points is a lot. They're not going to win that, but we know where they are in the Champions League already, having knocked us out. They're always there or thereabouts. It's unrealistic, really, to think that they're not going to be any worse than second off in Spain, really. So it's an interesting one. You know, those teams might be able to offer more chance of trophies. They can probably offer more wages as well. But Jude Bellingham and Liverpool would have known this all along. So while it's a concern, I think the important thing is the pursuit's not off and there's been no firm decision made. It feels a bit like David Ornstein's got word that Liverpool have got a price and they're willing to go there, but they're not, you know, there's no budget or they're not willing to go even more. And if City and Madrid in particular drive that price up, then it gets a bit messy. But yeah, it would be hugely, hugely disappointing if Bellingham goes elsewhere because of a financial issue. Like I say, if it was just his choice, not ideal, but you can kind of begrudgingly accept that. If it comes down to the finance, I think that's going to be a very, very bitter pill for us all to swallow. There's going to be loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads written and said about Jude Bellingham over the next few weeks. As it appears, he's getting closer to making a decision about where his future lies. He could even stay at Borussia Dortmund. That isn't completely ruled out yet. They're trying to get him tied down to a new contract as well. But yeah, heads half fell off this morning. Everyone's on edge anyway. Liverpool haven't been playing particularly well recently. Look at the season. We're not going to win something again other than the Community Shield that David Ornstein mentioned in his article. So it's a concerning time. And looking ahead towards this summer, if it's not Jude Bellingham, not great. They still need to do considerable work on the squad. There is a lot that needs doing. You know, there's been links to numerous players, of course. Your Mason Mounts, your Matthias Nunes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Liverpool have got a lot of work to do this summer because we know for a fact of at least three players in Chamberlain, Keita and Firmino are leaving. There's a very good chance Joel Matip goes. We don't know where we're at with James Milner's future. Kevin Kelleher. There's loads and loads of overhaul coming. Liverpool's recruitment team really need to get their act together, really. Right from the top in terms of how much money's coming down from FSG all the way through. Ducks need putting in a row. They could do with Jude Bellingham sooner rather than later making this decision, so we all know for sure. Hopefully, fingers crossed, he does come to Anfield, but it feels like most people presumed he was coming to Liverpool, and I think that presumptions now are starting to err the other way slightly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Speaking of transfers and next season, then speaking in his Caught Offside column, transfer guru Fabrizio Romano has said there's no decisions been made yet on the future of Fabio Carvalho, with Liverpool needing to take into account the players' wishes. For Carvalho, Liverpool are going to decide in May or June if they're going to let Fabio Carvalho go out on a season-long loan next year. We've seen already they let Harvey Elliott sign from Fulham. A little bit, of course, different age profile, of course. Fabio Carvalho's 20 now. He turns 21 in August, so he's an older player, but similar path of bring him in, get him around the squad for it, let him have a year out on loan and come back and having played a lot of football. Tyler Morton's currently out on loan, maybe going a similar thought. Now, Fabio Carvalho, of course, is 20, nearly 21, and he was signed, we were told, as a senior player, but he's made 20 appearances for Liverpool so far this season, of course, scoring just the 3 goals. And it almost feels at times like Jürgen's been a bit hesitant or reluctant to use him. I think it's fair to say. So if the player does fancy getting himself out on loan, it does kind of make sense if you think about it. Like I say, in just 20 games this season, only 8 starts, 12 times he's come on off the bench, including very, very recently against Madrid. He did the same against Bournemouth late on. A lot of his appearances off the bench have been quite late in games. He hasn't started since the 1-0 win in the FA Cup against Wolves in early February. Before that, he started the League Cup game against Man City and Derby. He started the last Premier League game was Nottingham Forest when we got beat. He also started the West Ham game a few days earlier when Liverpool did have problems in terms of their forward options. So I think it's fair to say, and it might be me saying this, I expect a little bit more in terms of the involvement so far this season. We haven't quite got there. So I don't think it'll be a huge shock, especially if you can get him a Premier League loan. I think that would be the ideal. Liverpool may be looking to see who's going to be in the division, because as it stands, it's hard to say, well, we're going to loan him out to ex-Premier League club this year, because unless there's someone in the top half now who really, really wants him, maybe a Brighton, perhaps a Brentford, a Fulham, back to Fulham, where he, of course, he's done so well in the recent past and he knows that club potentially. But effectively, as it stands, everyone from 12th position, Crystal Palace on 27 points, right the way down to Southampton, who are bottom of the league on 23 points. That's a lot of teams who are very much still in survival mode, relegation battling. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 teams there who are very much relegation contenders. It's only really Aston Villa in 11th place upwards who you'd say are guaranteed to be in this division next year. So if Liverpool are looking for a loan team, unless, like I mentioned before, the obvious ones that make sense would be a Brighton, Brentford or Fulham, of course. Other than that, maybe Villa. Other than that, Liverpool can't plan ahead because they don't know who's going to be in the division. Of course, what I would say is Burnley look like they're going to be definitely going to be in it as well, given how well they're doing in the Championship. They're absolutely flying. I think they're almost mathematically up as it is. They're on 83 points, while Middlesbrough, who are in third place, are on 67. Burnley are flying, so they're almost certainly going to be in it. So, yeah, if you're looking at the 11 teams who are at the top of the league, and then Burnley, that's all we know. So that's probably why they're going to wait a bit longer for a decision. But I actually think, again, a lot depends on the future and what's going to be coming down the line. We know Roberto Firmino's leaving at the end of the season, so maybe they see Carvalho moving into like a sixth-choice forward role. But it might be more beneficial for him if he can get himself out on loan, have a season under his belt and then come back maybe. I don't know, but I'm not surprised by this story at all, if truth be told. And then finally, in the same article, Fabrizio Romano spoke about Keith Keller, saying Liverpool are going to take into account again his wishes. There's a chance that he could be one of the players who's sold if he wants to go and get regular football. Again, Liverpool signed Keith Keller to a long-term contract, so there's scope, of course, to loan him. We saw Chelsea do this a few times, with Thibaut Courtois. We saw Man United with Dean Henderson. You can just loan him out season on season, and then eventually make your decision. But if he just wants to get himself out there and a club wants him and wants to make him their goalie for the next 5 years, it feels like Liverpool might grant Keith Keller that wish. But again, what that will mean if Adrian's potentially going to leave, given his contract's expiring, that's another hole you've got to fill. It becomes messy. But I'll be honest, I would be shocked if Keith Keller was Liverpool's backup goalie next season. He's either going to be out on loan or potentially sold. That is the general sense I get anyway. Right then, thanks very much for listening to a very transfer-packed edition of Bite Size. Just want to let you guys know what's here on Red Men over the next few days on this podcast feed, or indeed over on Red Men Plus. The Red Men Originals podcast will be in this feed now as it stands. Tomorrow you will get the first episode completely free of my Liverpool debut, our docu-series focusing on the debuts of 6 former Reds. Jamie Carragher's version will be free on this audio feed tomorrow, so check out that one if you want to go back and listen to the other 5, including Phil Thompson, Jim Beglin and Bruce Grobbelaar. They will be all over on Red Men Plus. Speaking of Red Men Plus, then, if you want to listen to any of those great shows that I've just mentioned, or again, like I say, if you want to watch them, head to Red Men Plus. If you sign up as a monthly club captain and use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, on the payment screen, you'll get 50% off for the first 3 months. So instead of it being a £5 a month for 3 months, you'll get it for £2.50 a month for the first 3 months. Absolute bargain. So yeah, redmenplus.com, monthly club captain, use the code BITESIZE, get involved in all of our amazing content, both in video and indeed in podcast forms. And yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of the Red Men BITESIZE. Until then, I'll see you all soon. Take care, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.